Hey there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and we are live tonight. Although, if you hear this after March 28th, 2010, if tonight's not March 29th, 2010, this is a recording. But if you are listening tonight, it is live. And this is Donna Fox, and we are going to take questions. We're going to talk about some things from the Akashic Records. So Akashic Wisdom is a show that helps you understand all about the Akashic Records. We take your calls, we take your questions about your life and about how the world works. And sometimes we have themes, and sometimes we just talk about things that are on your mind and things that are weighing on your heart. And for those of you just tuning in for the very first time to BBS Radio, I'd like to share with you that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed is registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what's important about that is that we all have our own agendas for this lifetime. And we all want to understand how to feel more comfortable in our skin. We all want to know why certain things have happened in our life that may, in some respects, not make any sense to us. When we say that we plan our life and we plan our agenda, it's incomprehensible to some to understand why we would create such pain or such challenges for ourselves. Yet the reality is that we all have choices, and we're all moving in a maze, if you will, that actually equates to a matrix. And the matrix has us following different paths. And if you've ever thought about what a matrix looks like, it's a series of lines and boxes. In other words, like the lines make the boxes and the paths. And it's those various lines on the matrix that we put one foot in front of the other and zig and zag with our choices. And the reality is, various choices bring us to different experiences in our lives. Now, tonight, I would love to talk to anybody who would like to talk to me. And we are, again, we're on bbsradio.com. And if you're on the site, you see the number there. And I have actually misplaced my calendar, but I want to tell you before we go any further, for those people who are in the San Diego area or would like to come to the San Diego area, on May 1st and 2nd, I am going to be doing a Level 1 Akashic Record workshop where I teach you how to access your own Akashic Records. And what that means is that for 2 days, you learn what I know about accessing the Akashic Records. And what's important about that, and the way I access the records, is through a specific sacred prayer. So during that workshop, you not only learn how to use the prayer and the energy of the Akashic Records, but you also learn how to use that energy in every area of your life, from expanding your creativity to healing relationships to gaining insight into your life and why things are happening in your life, why they happened in your life. And so what's important for you to understand is this class, this workshop in the area, in the San Diego area, could literally change your life. It could change the way you handle your life. It could change the way you function in your life. It can change you because you can understand what your true life's work is, what your right livelihood is. You can change you in so many different ways. And so if that's of interest to you, I would love to hear from you personally. You can call my direct line. Now, this is not to be on the radio tonight, but if you want to register for the workshop in San Diego on May 1st and 2nd, you would call 216-691-1233. Again, that's 216-691-1233, and that would get you to talk to me personally, and I will be glad to send you information about registration and prices. In fact, the tuition for this workshop also comes with a one-hour telephone consultation with me. That's included in the tuition, and it's very affordable, very, very affordable. So I want you to, if you have questions about that, give me a call. Also, if you're in the San Diego area, I'm going to be doing a Messages from the Akashic Records lecture on April 28th, and that's going to be in Oceanside. And again, if that's of interest to you, please give me a call. This is not on my website, by the way. Only way to get this is by emailing me at info@akashicwisdom.com or calling me directly. So if you'd like to know more about that, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so if you have any other questions, you can certainly call in tonight, and you can call in and we can talk on the air about whatever it is you'd like to talk about. And that phone number to call in tonight is 415-762-1161. That's the main number, and all you have to do is give a call. If you want to Skype BBS Radio. Okay. Interesting, I had the records open earlier today. I was reading a book, and this book is very interesting. The book is by Eric Butterworth, and the book is The Universe is Calling. And what this book was helping me understand is, well, it was helping me, I want to get to the right pages here. It was talking about prayer, and it was talking about the preparation that we do to get ready to pray. Now, one of the things that was so fascinating to me about this book was the comments. Eric Butterworth is no longer alive, but he was a Unity guy, Unity minister, I think, and he wrote a wonderful book called The Power Within You, and it's all about what's the basis of that book is it's actually helping you understand what Jesus really said. Now, as you most of you know, I'm Jewish, so this is not a Jewish concept, but I personally believe that Jesus is my friend and brother. I don't see Jesus as a savior. Although what was interesting in that book is that when you talk about the word Christ, it comes from the Greek word Christos, which means savior or Messiah. And what Eric Butterworth talks about is that what Jesus really meant, and he was actually very much misquoted, is he didn't want to be a deity. He wanted people to understand that they have within them the God within them, just like he had the God within him. And when we talk about the Christed Spirit that is within us, if we really look at that word, we are talking about the Savior, the Messiah that lives within us. And that Savior that lives within us is about that God within, and that God within us that we can connect to for that divine and miraculous, holy feeling of love. And what's so important to understand about that is that when we truly embrace the idea that we have a God within us and that we are a part of that divinity, we are a part of the divine, then we can actually move in to realizing and accepting all that we are and all that we are not. I personally believe that the worst thing that religion has done in this, our history as a planet or as a humankind in this go-around is to allow people to believe they are less than wonderful. The dogma that religions have taught that we are not good enough, that we are sinners, that we are always wrong, is not the truth. Because there's nothing that we can do that would ever truly be judged by God. Because God is not about judgment. God is about wanting us to be the best we can be. And we have created experiences and situations and all manner of beauty and all manner of joys, as well as all manner of torture and awfulness for the experiences of discovering who we truly are. Now, that might sound like a whole bunch of baloney, and that might, even though that you possibly have heard that before, what's interesting about what Eric Butterworth says, and again, there are many great spiritual leaders that will talk about the preparation prior to prayer. And what the preparation prior to prayer is, it's about moving into the alignment of your own divinity. And I'm not, you know, you don't need a pre-printed prayer of someone else. All you need is a heartfelt feeling within you. And that alignment to move into your own divinity is what you're talking about for the preparation for prayer. And what he talks about, what Eric Butterworth talks about in The Universe is Calling, is he talks about actually doing an exercise. And he talks about as a preparation for prayer. And what he suggests is that we take a notebook, spiral notebook, something very simple, and on a clean piece of paper, we give some thoughts to the problem areas of our life. Like, for example, what you're worried about, or what's bugging you, or what you've been struggling with, or what you've been struggling with in prayer. And you make a list of everything you can think of. And then you begin to prioritize that list, giving each one a number, you know, like 1, 2, 3, and then the order in which you want to approach them. So what's really important is, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm sure that we can think of for some people that they have been bugged about and they want to see change, but you have to select the top priority concern, and turning then to a new page, write this concern as a heading. Now he says to divide the page into three columns. And this is very interesting because it's very similar to an exercise that was given to me through the Akashic Records years ago about negative thoughts. But I'm just going to go on with what he's talking about here. He says in the first column we should write a brief description of the actual problem. So what is wrong? Your fears, your anxieties, your resentments, discouragements. Write those in one column. And then in the second column, ask yourself, how do I think things ought to be? So how would you like to see them? He says there's a sense of oughtness within each of us. And it comes from the intuitive awareness that there is more in us and there is more for us. That's our underlying knowing of our greatness, by the way. That's our internal sense that we are more than just skin, bone, and body. There's more. And so What the universe is doing is the universe is calling us to accept that more. And sometimes we pervert that oughtness process by taking the rebellious, well, there ought to be a law kind of a stand. And that leads to resentment and resistance. And that, by the way, yeah, it is positive thinking, but you're positive or negative when you're thinking that way. That's what Eric Butterworth said. So what you want to do is transpose the problem paragraph from your first paragraph column into an oughtness mode, where you said, I am discouraged about my physical condition, for example. You can say, I ought to be strong and confident in the healing power within. And other sentences in this oughtness paragraph could be transposed. So I ought to be able to rise above this pain. Or as a child of God, I ought to be free from the influence of contagion. I don't really know what that means. I'm reading this from the book, and this is, again, from The Universe is Calling by Eric Butterworth. But I suggest that we play with this oughtness transposition. And what this will do is it will expose us to an important side of our nature. And believe it or not, he said, it will reveal the root of faith and an innate confidence that there is a way. Now, we're halfway there, he said. And in your sense of oughtness, you are touching that intuitive feeling that is the cosmic counterpart of you. That which ought to be is a present reality. And so now in the third column, transpose the ought to be paragraph from your second column into the series of I am statements. So instead of I ought to be healthy becomes I am whole. I ought to rise above this physical pain becomes though the power within me, through the power within me, I am free from pain and resistance to pain. So you transpose all the ought to be's into I am statements. And it's interesting, like I created a CD. It's called Remembering Your Magnificence. And that whole CD was based on statements of you are. You are a wonderful child. I mean, it's all about you anchoring in you are, because the subconscious and the conscious response to you are is I am. And the I am statement is one of the most powerful statements that we can make when we're talking about connecting with our own divinity, with our own divine. If you'll remember, even the Bible, when Moses was going to Pharaoh, he was told to go and say that he was representing I am that I am, and that the people would know that I am that I am has sent me. And so the I am statement is so powerful. When you say, I am the light, I am the resurrection and the life, it's about really moving in and partnering with that divinity that is within you. It is so important for us, and this is the message that we must, as time comes forward, as closer to 2012 as it becomes, it is absolutely key that we move into our own divinity, because each one of us is a guiding light. Each one of us is a column of light. Each one of us has the power to anchor more light on this planet. And so as you use the I am statement, especially in preparation for your prayer, you align yourself with not only the God within from a conscious level, but also the God that we are a part of in the spirit. I want you to just think about I am. And so what he says, to get back to his book, and then kind of went off the record material there for a moment, what he says is that when you transpose all the ought to be's, they you will gain in confidence and proficiency with practice. And you have created some affirmations that you together form a spiritual treatment. The beauty of this is they come out of your analysis of yourself. They are yours. They are you. And you can use them effectively in your prayer time. And you can take other problems on your priority list and use another clean page in your notebook, and you can formulate another set of working affirmations. And when you work with this exercise, you may surprise yourself how resourceful you become and how effective your prayer practice will be. And even more, he says, this notebook may become your own book of common prayer. Now, this is just in preparation for prayer, okay? And so what you want to also do is an additional way, this is like kind of a few-step process here, you want to actually move into a relaxation and a letting go stage. So once you align yourself with these affirmations, you move into a place of relaxation, a place of letting go. And you really work with the regular relaxation, you know, drill, if you will. I mean, I hate to call it drill, but procedure, where you let go of the tensions and strain and you mentally let go of all your concerns and anxieties. Have your silence of going into yourself, feeling your oneness with cosmic energy. And then turn to the affirmations relative to the particular need you may be working with. Bring those back and speak the words. Speak your words. And recall, I love this part. It talks about recalling the image of the archer with arrow in place. And sense the drawing back of the bow, building up the latency of transcendent energy. And as you're imagining this archer, you also combine, if you will, to imagine your affirmation riding on this arrow, and then release the arrow and see it going forth to accomplish that whereto it is sent. And remember, he also wants you to remember, again, this is from Eric Butterworth, The Universe is Calling. He wants you to remember that you do not speak the words to make them true. Because the truth is true even before you affirm it. So you affirm it not to get a response from God, but to become synchronized in consciousness and to let the ever-present healing action unfold. And what's important for us to remember is that you are not praying to God about your problem. You are getting in tune with the divine process. And there's a Matthew 6:8 that says, the Father knows what you need before you ask him. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's Luke 12:32. To manifest wholeness, prosperity, and fulfillment. And I'm not a big Bible person. I've got to tell you that, these quotes are not my quotes. These are quotes that I'm reading from Eric Butterworth's book, The Universe is Calling. I personally would not know those quotes. But those quotes are so important just to remember. There's in the Bible, the Old Testament, as well as part of the New Testament, you know, there are jewels from a spiritual point of view that can be extremely uplifting. So use what you need to uplift your spirit. And he also mentions what's very interesting here. He says, sickness is a fact, but it is not the truth. Think about that for a moment. sickness is a fact, but it is not the truth. So you affirm the truth to become established in the awareness of the greater potential that is within you. If you can meditate on that and move into your personal higher guidance, and for those people who work with the Akashic Records, who have attended my classes, open your records and ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones to expand on that statement. Sickness is not a fact, but it is not a truth. So you affirm the truth to become established in the awareness of the greater potential that is within you. Another comment he says is, lack may be an experience, but it is not a spiritual reality. Well, let me repeat that. Lack may be an experience, but it is not a spiritual reality. So you affirm the reality. So for example, you may have, he's saying, again, this is from his book, you may have depleted a bank account, or you have an empty wallet, but you can never be cut off from the wealth of the universe. Absolutely, positively true. My darlings out there, we are in an abundant world. We are in an abundant planet. And it has nothing to do with the illusion of not having money. And I want to tell you, I'm speaking from experience. So what he says is that you may affirm, I am wise with the wisdom of spirit. But this does not necessarily make you wise. It conditions you to experience the wisdom that has been yours since before the world was. It's a lot of information here. A lot of information. And it's also important for him, for us to know that praying for more love or more life or more guidance or more substance is not a matter of trying to bring it to us, but to awaken to the more that has always been you. So it's not about, bring this to me, God. It's about, dear God, awaken this within me. Awaken my knowledge. Awaken my wisdom. Awaken my faith. Awaken my trust of myself and the universe. That's what this is about. It's about awakening our own awareness and actually moving away and eliminating our negative, our no attitude, no N-O attitude, and moving into a life-affirming yes consciousness. Again, I want to make this very, very important comment and point. You do not pray to God, but from a consciousness of God. Now think about this. It's about really getting into your awareness. It's all about preparing. It's about really moving in before you start. Pause for a moment and remember. First, get the awareness of oneness as a mighty potential of life and a mighty potential of the substance and intelligence within you. Then set about spiritedly to pray from that awareness. You see, this affirmative prayer approach, the I am consciousness, is saying yes to life and success. So I really want you to really consider that. Just really consider it. Just really move in to your own divinity. Move in to your own actuality. And there's a comment he says. Well, you know, it's interesting. This book was written quite a while ago. I think this book was written back in the 60s. Oh, actually, it was copyrighted in 1993. So it's not all that long ago. So a little bit over 10 years ago. But what he was saying is that when you talk about my weak heart and my back trouble and my asthma, you're actually treating these conditions and making a reality of them. And, you know, we know this. We know about our language, and we know that if we continue to tell ourselves how awful or how insufficient we are, you know, we're saying really no to our greatness. We're saying no to the universal creative process trying to be you. So we have to stop thinking about how poor, how sick, how inadequate we are. We need to generate a conditioned flow of spiritual energy by affirming, and this is so important, affirming, I am a wonderful child of God, wonderfully created and wonderfully sustained. I am a wonderful child of God, wondrously created and wonderfully sustained. And you know, it's interesting about prayer and about when we're talking to the divine. It's very important that if we think about the fact that there's a God within us that is an extension of the God energy that surrounds us, so that it surrounds us, it's within us, it has no time, it's, we are all a part of this one beautiful sphere, then shouting it out or whispering it or even thinking it makes no difference. It really has more to do with our intention. One of the things that the records have mentioned to me is that because voice is vibrational, it helps to speak your questions. But it also, the reason for the verbal is because it focuses us. It focuses us in a way that if you just start thinking about praying, many times our mind wanders and gets distracted. Whereas where if we're speaking it out loud, it's not so much so that God can hear us. It's more about we staying on task and focused. Because the divine within us and surrounding us knows our heart. This is a very important point, because praying as an act of conversation with God is very important. Praying as an act of dialogue with the divine is very important. And so I ask you to really become clear that when you dialogue with the divine, allow yourself the time to pause and receive of the energetic love that's being sent your way, that surrounds you. And preparing, as we talked about earlier, preparing for that prayer is part of it. It really enhances the dialogue. It enhances your way of being, your way of being in your sacred space. And that's an important piece for you. It's really an important piece for you. Another comment he makes, which is a beautiful statement, is that God is present as a dynamic presence within me. God is present as a force of love and of life and of intelligence that is in support of me at all times. Let me say that again. God is present as a dynamic presence within me. God is present as a force of love and of life and of intelligence that is in support of me at all times. Now, please, everyone out there, know I am not talking about religion. And I'm not talking about the man on the throne with the white hair or the judgmental God. That is, I am not speaking about that. And certainly Eric Butterworth is not speaking about that. We are talking about the energetic aspect of the divine that is all-loving, that is always there, that is truly the one in the mirror looking back at us. And so when we talk about how we speak to ourselves, and we talk about thinking about what we need and what we want, we have to think that, you know, we are actually always praying without ceasing. However, your responsibility is to choose the level of consciousness on which you deal with the everyday experiences of life. And so it's really about being very vigilant on your thinking. Very vigilant on your thinking. So I recommend this book, The Universe is Calling, by Eric Butterworth. And I think you can get it from Unity. It was published by Harper San Francisco. You can also probably get it on Amazon, or even probably one of the used book sites that you might find important. Okay, so that's what I have to say about prayer. I just found it was very important for us to really look at and really understand what we're doing here. So I'd love to get your comments or your questions. Floor is open to you, anything you'd like. Please call 415-762-1161. Or if you would like to email a question, you can email the question to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com, just like the program. So I'm ready when you are there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we had a great show last week where people called in, so I kind of wanted to give you this message because it was really important when I was in my space this morning, actually it was this afternoon, where I was looking at what needed to be done. I had a real sense to open my records and grab this book. And it was very clear, and one of the nice things about working with the records is I open my Akashic records, and then I open up a book, and the book speaks to me, and it's perfect. And so that's what happened. It's not like I read this book from cover to cover that I was just quoting from. I opened it up, and it was perfect for what we wanted, what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic record wanted me to talk about tonight. And even though I was reading Eric Butterworth's words, I was also going off with a message from the Akasha on this. And that's what one of the things that we're so exciting we're going to be doing in San Diego, actually, is in Oceanside. There's on April 28th, it's only $15. Now, that's a bargain, where you can come and listen to me lecture, talk about the Akashic Records, and then bring an actual message from the Akashic Records specifically for the group gathered, and then answer your individual questions based on how many folks are there and how many questions I can get to. And I think it's 7 o'clock in the evening. And if you email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, I will be happy to send you the address and more information about the lecture and the workshop, etc. So I'm actually going to be coming into L.A., I'm not sure if I'm coming in on a Sunday or a Monday. I really love to go to the Self-Realization Fellowship Meditation Gardens on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. and I'm not trying to promote any type of belief system here. That's not what I'm promoting. But the Self-Realization Fellowship Meditation Gardens was created by the organization for Paramahansa Yogananda, and who was a wonderful yogi. But it's got nothing to do with dogma. It has to do with going to this wonderful meditation garden that is so lush. It's so beautiful. It's around a natural lake, and they have like little piers that, like wooden piers that jut out into the lake that you can sit in the beautiful California sun and meditate, or you can journal. I love to go there and open my Akashic records, and they have swans and koi fish and ducks, and there's even a shrine there with some of Gandhi's ashes. And it's just, to me, it's the closest thing to heaven on earth. And so whenever I go to the West Coast, I try and always go to the meditation gardens, at least for one day. They're not open on Monday, but they're open from 10 to 4, I think, from Tuesday to Sunday. Anyway, we have a caller on the phone. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who is this?
Okay, great. I wasn't sure if I was up. How you doing, Donna? Thanks for taking my call. I was calling regarding your workshops.
Okay. Who is this?
My name is Frank. I'm sorry.
Oh, Frank,
last
from last week. Hello, Frank. Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Can I help?
Your workshop looks really interesting, and I was wondering if I'm someone who's not sensitive or anything, would I be able to take a class like this and learn it?
Oh, absolutely. What's important to understand about when we work with the Akashic Records is that, quite frankly, someone who has no experience whatsoever can take this class. And sometimes it's better that if somebody doesn't have a lot of experience, because they have nothing to compare it to, because we always want to try to compare it to other experiences. And this is a very unique experience, because what you learn in the class is how to work with the actual sacred prayer, and the prayer does all the work. When you say the prayer, it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So all you have to do, basically, is become allowing the information to show up. And many times, it's very much like thinking, and people journal their answers. So, and you're taught how to ask the questions, how to phrase the questions, how to use the energy of the Akashic Records in every area of your life. And it's a full 2 days, and the classes are from 1 to 6, and so that gives people the morning to do their errands and what they need to do on weekends. And so it's really for anyone. So you don't have to have any prior experience. You don't have to know how to meditate. This is all done with your eyes open. It's not about clearing your mind. It's about allowing, just about allowing whatever shows up to show up. And nothing enters you. This is not about channeling. It's not about a spirit entering your body. It's just about listening. Does that answer your question?
Yes, but I have more.
I love questions. Keep going. Sure. I'm sorry.
I see that there's a level 1 and a level 2. Are there more levels? 1. And 2, do you ever come out to New York? I live on Long Island.
I was actually at the ARE Center in Manhattan. Are you familiar with that?
When?
I was there in August. And
oh,
I did a lecture there, and I would love to come to New York, and I would love to come to Long Island, here's what I need. I need 10 students that want to learn how to open their Akashic Records, and I will be there. So we can certainly talk offline if you think you have a group that might be interested. I'm happy to work with you on that, and we'll schedule it and do whatever kind of promotion we need to promote to do, and I would be happy to do that. So, in fact, I basically will go anywhere in the country as long as we have it must be a minimum of 10 students, and that's not a lot, and it's a minimum of 10 students, and that typically gets most of my expenses paid. The most I will probably have in a class would be 20, and because I want to be able to work with people and answer their questions, and that's a good number, Okay, so anywhere from 10 to 20 people, and I'll come out.
There's a place on Long Island called the Eyes of Learning. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
They're titled as Long Island's oldest and most respected metaphysical center. And what what people usually do is they give a lecture once a month, and at that lecture, like, tons of people go, and then that's what they use to market their classes. But I don't know if it'd be worth it for you to come out here for the lecture to then see if anybody can go.
I certainly would. I mean, if you have a contact there, I'm happy to talk to you or those people and see what we can work out. You know,
I know the lady that's the director, and I could put you in contact with her, because there's every kind of energy, psychic, astrologer person goes to this. And the last time I went, it was like the size of like a high school auditorium almost. It was like a, not a gym, but it was like the size of a gym in a high school, and they just put folding chairs, and the place was almost 2/3 full of, in terms of the space there. Must have been at least like 50 to 100 people. I can't even count that many,
that's
but
great.
It was a lot of people, and that's what they usually do. People pay like $10 to go in for the lecture, and then I think the money goes to support the place, and then they talk about what their classes are, workshops or products, and then people sign up after it.
Sure. I mean, I could do that, and then I could actually just stay for the week. When do they usually have their lectures?
Well, they have one a month, usually. They're having the next one is the 16th of April.
What day of the week is that?
I could talk to you offline with that and give you a lot
What day of the week is that?
The 16th is a Friday.
Oh, well, that'd be great, because then I would just stay the weekend and do consultations either there or at my hotel room.
But there's a lot of people that are into these kind of things at this place. I'm very new to it.
Yeah, no, what I would do is just come in, do the lecture, and then do some consultations and see how many people were interested in the workshop, you know, and then come back and do a workshop. Yeah, I would love to talk to you offline about this, Frank. Thank you so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Could I ask what number I could call? Because I called the 691
number.
1-2.
Yeah, I was out of town, and then I had some family business, and I wasn't able to get back to you, so I apologize for that. So, yeah, but the 691-1233 is my office number, and I just was, unfortunately, not able to make a lot of calls this week. So I apologize.
I understand.
For
that
you. Yeah.
I
so
also
that's
see that you have your cell number on your workshop schedule.
Uh-huh.
Should I call that one, Ed, or
you
just
can.
Your regular number?
No, you can also call my cell. No problem. The website, website is not up to date, so don't take any dates off of that.
Okay, so I'll just call tomorrow.
The actual website is not up to date. So if you would just, you know, call me or did you email me?
Yeah, I emailed you too.
Okay, all right. I'm still in the process of answering emails, so I apologize. It's been a busy week. So that'd be great. So do you have any other questions
I'll just
about
tomorrow?
Say again.
Is it okay if I just call tomorrow and leave a message?
Oh, sure. Did you have any other questions that I can answer for you now? I'm happy to.
I don't have a question per se, but are you able to tell me anything that would be helpful?
Well, here's how this works. Now that's legitimate. Typically, when we work with the Akashic Records, the questions and your name get us to the right area of the records. So we always want to try and ask a question that the more specific the question, the better the answer. So, if you can think of something, that'd be great. Whatever you'd like to do, you know.
Well, I had something. I told you that I had felt energy work, and I'm new to this.
Sure.
And so a friend of mine was telling me I should take Reiki. And I went to two Reiki circles, and it didn't feel, something was weird about it. Not that there's anything wrong with Reiki. I don't feel anything negative towards it. Just, I don't know. I was more drawn to IET. So I took my first IET class. It's a different type of
energy work.
Tell
me what IET is.
Integrated Energy Therapy. It's similar to Reiki, but you do like a heart link with an angel. And So I took that class instead, and I told my friend, I was so excited about it, and she sent me an email. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. And she said, Reiki requires you to actively participate in self-healing. You don't want to. IIT is such that it's very difficult to work on yourself, but the connections give you a wonderful feeling of peace. I told you before, there are no shortcuts. You have to do the inner emotional work, and you do not want to go there. This is very trying and difficult and requires you to feel, really feel, and work through emotions that you have hidden for a long time in order to release them. IIT will not help you with this, not unless someone works on you. You can't do it by yourself. It is not, no picnic dealing with emotional release. So I guess my question is, I know that we all have free will, and you know, you do what resonates more with you, and IIT resonated best with me, but is there anything that accessing Akashic Records tell you with this, that maybe my path isn't to do spiritual things like this, or?
No, what the Akashic Records would help you understand is what your blocks are.
Oh, so then what am I blocking? What is this emotional look she's telling me that I'm not willing to feel?
Well, now, can you just tell me what your email is because I'm not finding it on my computer here. Just what is the first part of your email?
Oh, the one that he sent. Let me open it. It's Frank.
Don't understand why I'm not finding it. Because you just sent it to info@akashicwisdom.com, right?
I sent it to the one that was on your site. Let me find it.
Oh, then the site then that probably bounced back on you. It's info@akashicwisdom.com.
Yeah, I believe that was the one that I did. Info. Oh, I called last week, so this would have been a while ago.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was looking for last week, and I couldn't find it. But anyway, because I was looking for your full name. That's the reason I thought maybe your email would have it on there.
Oh, I can't find it.
Yeah,
I sent out
me neither. That's what's so weird.
I did send out.
You'll have to email me again. Huh?
I'll just send another one.
Okay.
I did send it. I can't find it now because I got so many emails.
Yeah, I know the feeling well. So, yeah, please do it again.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So, but the thing is that what happens with the emotional pieces has to do, one of the things that is coming forward here, Frank, has to do with an aspect of trust that you have for the universe and trust of self. And there's a part of trusting the self that is stemming from not feeling worthy based on some interactions with authority figures, and they're going to female. So I don't know if you felt that your mom or a female figure was not proud of you, or didn't feel like you could, for whatever reason. This has nothing to do with truth. It just has to do with the way you perceived something when you were a kid. Can you identify
when I was
with
a
any
kid.
Of that? Yeah, when you were a kid.
Well, if it was when I was a kid and my mom, then yeah, I would understand that.
Okay. Yeah. And so the idea is that belief is still rumbling around within you and creating what I'm hearing is anger and
anger.
Doubt. And that anger and doubt has to do with not being willing to acknowledge your own abilities. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You have
ability?
More abilities than you realize. And for whatever reason, it's almost like you're afraid to step out with those abilities for fear of failure.
What abilities?
I don't know. In other words, I don't know. And the fact that the abilities that you have that will help you feel successful. They're not, they're, at this point, they didn't say what abilities. So their question to you is, where do you in your life feel that you haven't achieved what you have wanted to achieve?
Where in my life have I not achieved what I wanted to achieve?
Yes.
I have to think about that.
Okay. And then the other question is that if you could, and you can take some time to think about this as well, if you could do or be anything you wanted to do or be, what would it be? And what would you have to do in order to get that? And as soon as you think about it, how does your body feel in thinking of, in imagining doing what it takes to get it done? See, the piece here has to do with exploring your inner landscape. And so what the Akashic Records do is they help you through loving guidance, and it's all loving, it's not critical. Through loving guidance, they assist you in really exploring your inner landscape, so you understand what you're dealing with and how you can release it.
Okay,
and that's something that people can understand how to do after they take the workshop. And you know, I never answered your question that you asked about level one and level two. The level one teaches you how to access your own personal Akashic records and how to work with that energy, you know, in every area of your life. Level two, you learn how to, in my classes, you learn how to access the records of other people with their permission, also the records of the land and animals. And then level three is when you go deeper into your own personal spiritual and DNA lineage and deepen your work with the Akashic records. Now, the level two requires a minimum of 30 days working in your own personal records. So, in other words, like, it's not like you take it all in one weekend. Anybody who takes it all in one weekend really is, it's just not appropriate, because it's really about anchoring the energy and getting real clear about your relationship with the masters, teachers, and loved ones within that energy field. And every energy field, every class that you take, deepens the energy field that you can work in, deepens and expands.
Are there attunements in all the classes?
There are attunements in all the classes. But it's not, the attunements come overnight, and it's the masters, teachers, and loved ones that actually work with the attunements. So the workshops are very experiential, because you're working with the prayers, is because there's two different prayers that we're working with here. And then, I mean, one is for level two, one is for level one. And so the actual levels of consciousness in the classes have a lot to do with the people who are there. And they also have a lot to do with the individual and what they're willing to expand and release. And so there's the experiential part, and there's the verbal part, and there's the action part, and then all classes are overnight. So, for example, from Saturday to Sunday, the masters, teachers, and loved ones begin working with you. Actually, they, from the time that you commit to taking one of the classes and register, you're actually being worked on and worked with the Akashic masters, teachers, and loved ones. In subtle ways that you may or may not be aware of, and a preparation for you to open your heart to be able to take the workshop. And the energy source of the Akashic Record, especially the classes and our work, is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. So So it's not intuitive. It's not psychic. You're not using third eye energy at all. It's the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. So that's why you don't have to have, you know, a background in psychic or intuitive studies. This is all about heart.
And then after you take the class, the way it would come to you is through, depending on how sensitive you are in different areas, or does everybody get the answer the same way?
Well, no, it has to do with what you're... Everybody may not get the answer the same way. It was like when you use the prayer expands and shifts the energy to help it, to make the information of the Akashic record available. So everybody says the same prayer, but again, depending on their level of awareness, okay, will have something to do with what they're able to receive in an answer. So for example, let me give an example. I'm not a math person. So if I were to open up my Akashic records and ask for the answer to a very complex math problem, I might get the answer, but I would have no idea what it really meant, because I don't understand my conscious mind. I mean, I might get the numbers and the letters and put them together from the Akashic records, but I wouldn't know what that meant. Does that make sense to you? I could show it to
you. Yeah, you wouldn't get what it meant. But would it come like as a thought, as a vision, as a,
yes?
Would you hear something?
All of that. The way people receive the work, the information from the Akasha, the Akashic records, has everything to do with they may see it, they may hear it, they may feel it, and all of that is valid. And all, you know, and that's part of what's documented during the workshop. And then I work with you, you know, individually by asking questions to see how you're doing.
Okay.
You know, and there's a manual, and it's very experiential, and it's something that and virtually anyone can do, because it's your birthright.
Right.
And this technique or this technology of using a specific sacred prayer is what can really open you up. And again, I'm a certified Akashic Record teacher through Akashic Record Consultants International, and I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 13 years. So.
Okay, great.
Taught a lot of people.
So, I'm excited. I'll leave a voicemail with you tomorrow.
Okay, great. If you want to email me so I have your email on board, that'd be great, because I cannot find it, and I don't know what happened to it.
All right, I'll do that again right now.
Okay, great. Well, Frank, thanks so much for calling in. It's now time for us to close the show. So you've just been a wonderful guest. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I look forward to meeting you.
Oh, me too.
Okay, take care. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of another program for Akashic Wisdom, helping you understand more about the Akashic Records in your life and the power that you have within you. That is what is so important for us to truly connect with these days, is the power that we have within us. So for tonight, I'm going to sign off and say I love you very much. I will talk to you next Sunday, and it's a very important Sunday. Tomorrow is the first night of Passover, so I wish all my friends, my Jewish friends, Chag Sameach, a happy Passover and a happy first Seder and a second Seder on Tuesday. And for my Christian friends, I wish you a happy Easter. Today is Palm Sunday, and it was appropriate that we talk about prayer on Palm Sunday. And it's appropriate that you think this week about what is being resurrected in you. What do you have to pass over to take you out of bondage, and what will be resurrected when you do that? So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, may their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, I close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a miracle-filled week, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to call me privately, it's 216-691-1233. Thanks so much. This is Donna Fox, signing off.